And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. My name is Raghunath. You listen to Mantra on CITR. First track is going to be Vyasaki with Arko Tokal. And we'll be bike.
Arale, arale, Gopi Jana Balava Jaya Giri Banadari Jaya Giri Banadari Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Jaya Giri Vanadani Jaya Giri Vanadani Gopi Jana Balava Jaya Giri Vanadani Jaya Giri Vanadani Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya 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 Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The show is called Mantra. My name's Raghunath. We're back. First off, we played Vyasaki with Arkotul Kal. This is like a bhajan or a song that was translated from... it was actually originally written in the Hindi language by the poet Mirabai, and then it was translated into Bengali by some Vaishnavas in Bangladesh at some point. Kind of popularized by Vyasaki from his release from 94 called Chana Kamal. And currently listening to the tail end of Temple of the Mind with Jayarada Madhava. Coming up, well, first I'm going to actually play a couple of PSAs, and then I'll do that off the bat, and then we can come back and introduce the next set.
Join the African Awareness Initiative from January 16th through the 20th for a full week of informative programming on the strengths and progress of the many facets of Africa. This year's theme, From Africa with Love, brings you keynote speakers from Her Excellency, the High Commissioner of Lathosos to UBC Alumna, and award-winning authors. For more information, visit africaawareness.ca/conferenceweek.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Shikology will be the first track entitled Radharaman. Shikology is his full name. Let's see if I can remember. It's not coming to me. But he's a producer from based in Brooklyn in New York. And on this particular release, which is from, it's actually a pre-release for an upcoming album, he's working with various people, including Luminati, Brandex, Adam, Ahuja, Laura Faye, Olokawala, and produced by Duke Mushroom. So the first album is called Shikology, Kirtan Sessions Volume 1, and this is kind of like a prelude track. After that, we're going to hear from various different things, a reworking of the Brahma Samhita, and also we'll be hearing Arunodaya Kirtan mixed with Bumble and some other things like that. So without further ado, we'll start with Shrikal. You can give us a call if you'd like, 604-822-2487. You're listening to Mantra.
Yeah, for those so filled with bhakti but keeping it gangster still.
Say what I see. life's written and displayed on the beat, spark a leaf. Turn the tables and enable the weak. Conveyed for those unable to speak, just release. When it gets heavy, turn and meditate. Find a focal point, untangle the mess, elevate. Feel it resonate, course through the body, penetrate to a present state, mind wanna get away. The mother magnet, imagine the mere magnitude. Get you off the side streets onto the avenues. Whether you're new to the game or a veteran, material knots are something that we sever in. It's unsettling having to say goodbye. Draw a fine line between flying and getting high. We never die. Bodies like a snake skin. Life after life, for love is how we break it in.
My time with my French fries and a survey. In no hurry, drop it like an ovary. Digital wire, no analog rotary. On time, I show 'em what you made of. No wishy-washy, this is beta. Later, tell 'em how you holding that. Flashy heels and cash is what it's all about. Side road, the sidewind and benefits. 500 years and now we getting this. Why stress it? The essence in the air. Stay aware, there's paradise up in these elements.
Honey bow, go down, honey bow. govindam adi purusham tamaham
Yoga Nidra Ananta Jagadanda Saro
शतानि सूते
Vindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Three verses from the Brahma Samhita, a very old book from ancient India, that have these different verses in, three of which were chanted during the course of that track. One of them, the first one, Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute tagunya tad vishaya veda vitayamana sattva lambi para sattvam vishuddha sattvam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This written in Sanskrit language is explaining that I adore Govinda, primeval source, and Ishvara, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency, O Maya, embodies the threefold mundane qualities, i.e., sattva, rajas, and tamas, which means, translates to goodness, passion, and ignorance, and diffuses the ancient Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world or the material world. The Brahma Samhita contains a lot of information, and there's specifically a set of mantras which are offered with love to Govinda. The word Govinda means he who enlivens the senses. The next track is going to be Arun Udaya Kirtan by Bhaktivinod Thakur. And part of, it's not the whole thing there, there's lots of different verses. But one thing you're going to hear again is Jeev Jayago, Goda Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra Jayamaya Pisa Chira Kole. This is Bengali. And what this means is Gauranga, or he with golden limbs is calling, "Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. You have slept so long on the lap of the witch Maya." So there's that word Maya again. Maya means that which is not. And it is a word which explains the material world, or temporary reality of the material world. So the poet's asking for us to wake up and appreciate that there is a more lasting experience to be had beyond what we may be having here in the material world. In the end of this track, you're going to hear Ravindra Swarup Das, and he's going to talk a little bit about Yam and Niyam, which are the two important aspects of the yoga practice. Yoga means linking, or that means by which one can conquer Maya, conquer the illusory existence of heat and cold, happiness, sadness, get beyond to a higher platform. Lasting happiness. So this is mixed with Bumble, a track by Bumble, and we'll be back right after this to close the show. I hope you're doing good. Listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
that the classical Ashtanga yoga system, there are eight stages. Not exactly stages, but eight parts. And the first two are called yama and niyama. And then asana, which means the sitting postures, which people know about. Pranayama, the breathing exercises. Yama and yama means the things you're not supposed to do. There's a kind of preliminary requirements. Like the yamas are ahimsa, not causing injury to other living beings. You have to be non-violent. This would also mean naturally being a vegetarian, things like that. That's ahimsa. Satya, not ever telling a falsehood, being truthful and straightforward, not only in your speech, but also even in your thoughts. Asteya, not stealing. No kleptocracy is allowed. Kleptocrats. Brahmacharya, celibacy. Aparigraha, freedom from greed, not accepting more than you need necessary gifts. That's what the things you shouldn't do. And then the niyama are socha, cleanliness, external cleanliness. Abhyantaraha, internal purification of the mind, not thinking of violent things and so on. Greedy, then. Santosha means contentment, mental peace. Tapas, penance, swadhyaya, study of the Vedas, and Ishwar Pranidhana, the contemplation, absorption in God. These are like the preliminary, the don'ts and the do's. Then, asana. Usually people skip the asana. But this is actually when you practice this as a serious spiritual discipline, these are the first two things.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
We're back in CATR. So the last track was Arunodaya Kirtan, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And coming up as the last track is going to be a recording of Garangatumi Moradoya. So one of the four sets of verses is part of this piece of music. Second one, Tumada Charana Lagi Sabha Taya Ginu Shitala Charana Paya Charana Loinu. This roughly translates, it's interesting, this is this song again is talking about same as Jeev Arunodaya Kirtan, or Jeev Jayago, is referring to a personality named Gauranga, also known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a personality from that was in India about 500 years or so ago that had a pretty big impact on the mantra scene. He was all about the mantra, for sure, completely. And actually, this is what this verse is, this one verse that I just quoted. It's talking about to be completely absorbed in something. And part of that process is to actually give up the things which are holding you back, to shed your skin, so to speak, and move on, move forward. The New Year is a very good time to do these things, traditionally. Out with the old, in with the new. There's a different attachments that we have in our lives. Some of them are good and some of them are not so good. And intelligence means to be able to figure out what is good and what is not, what actually has real and lasting value. And renunciation means to give up those things that are actually standing in our way that we may still be attached to. Even though we may know something is not good for us, still that attachment might be there. It may not be an easy thing to do, and it may take some trial and error to be able to do it. One of the things that's nice about mantra is that it can be a very powerful, transformative tool in that way, to be able to give up some of these attachments of things that aren't really very good for us, that we'd rather have out of our life, but we don't really seem to be able to do that. Chanting is one thing that can actually enable us to have more power to be able to give those things up. On this Saturday, there's going to be a gathering that I'm involved with. It's called Enchant, and it'll be at Unity Yoga and Tea House, which is the corner of East 10th and Commercial Drive. It's about a block from the Commercial SkyTrain station. It's very easy to get to. It's a drop-in thing. It's at 6 p.m. This Saturday. That's Unity Yoga, 10th and Commercial. You can just drop in at 6, and it's about a two-hour session. And it's basically kirtan, chanting, and also some yoga philosophy from books like Bhagavad Gita. And also it ends with a nice vegetarian meal. And it's actually by donation, so you can just come and offer whatever you have to contribute to it. Put on by some very nice people involved in the Enchant Gathering, so I highly recommend it. I will be there myself, so hope to see you there. My name is Raghunath. I will be back next week to host Mantra here on CATR 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday. You can go to on Facebook, you can search for Mantra Radio, connect there. You can also send us email, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Last track is going to be the School of Braj group of bhaktas, or bhakti yogis. Bhakti yogis, doing Gauranga Tumi Morde Doya. Take care of yourself. Be back next week. Namaste.